We're holding again the bottom of the Gemara and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The bottom of the Gemara was again to five lines up. The Tana Rabbanan, we're going to brace like this. Beis Shar, if you have like this large four foyer, a room that you go through, it's called the Beis Shar. Hapsuach Lagina, it's opened up into the garden. Ulekatinyas, and it's also opened up into the house. It opens up to the outer part of the house. So the kids, so you have this Beis Shar. And it's opened up, and two doors open it both ways. One opens up to the Gino, one side opens up to the garden, and one side opens up to the Ketunias. So Rabbi Yosef Amar Nidin Ketunias said both doors have a lock like the house itself, and both doors are mechuyev and a mezuzah. Vachomam Nechom say no, Nidin Kebeishar. It has locha like a Beishar. And our Beishar here, the Shita says, really means like the avir, like the space. In other words, it's considered like the air space of the garden, and therefore you all depart them in a mezuzah. Now, Rav Shmuel, both Rav and Shmuel say that the Megino Labayis Kuliyam Aloy Pliga Dechayim. When you're going in from the garden into the house, so Pshita that Duras Chayim in a mezuzah. My time of Bia Dabayis, see, that's the way you go inside the house. Avad is called the Pesach into the house, Yimachuv in a mezuzah. Ki Pligi, where's the Machlokes? Rav and Shmuel learns, where's the Machlokes? Mibayas Lagina, when you're going from the house into the garden, that's the way the door opens up, from the house into the garden. So Masa Vikitun Yisika, the Yikra is still the rooms from the inside the house, and even that door is also Mechuvin and Mezuzah. Masa Vinogin Yikra, the Yikra is the outside garden, and therefore you'll be part of the Mezuzah. Now, Rabbi Yosef, they both say like this, that Mibayas Lagina, if you're going from the house into the garden, that door is potter. My timer, pischa de ginehu. It's only called an entrance into the gin, into the garden. Therefore, you're potter in a mezuzah. Ki pligi, he learns the opposite. Where's the machlokes? Megina lebayis. If you're going from the garden into the house, that ma'asav would be the bayisu. That makes a lot of sense. The ma'asav, this is the entrance into the house. Avada, that door is mechuv in a mezuzah. Well, ma'asav, no. The mice, all these doors, the main purpose was because you had to get into the garden. So even though now true, you're coming back from the garden into the house, but the equal purpose of this door was to go out to the garden. Therefore, it's considered like le'avir to the space outside, and therefore you put them in a mezuzah. The Kopo and the Gemara said that Abaye Varova Avdi Karaba Rav Yosef. Abaye Varova both held like Rabbi Rav Yosef, that they hold that if you go mibayis lagino, everybody holds that you potter. The Machlokes was coming in. That's the way Abaye Barava, they also did like Rabbi Rav Yosef. However, Rav Ashi Oved Rav Shmuel Chumra. But Rav Ashi held like Rav and Shmuel, and they say no, that everybody holds Megino, Labayis. Everybody holds that Yechayif. Havad is called the Bia de Bayisu. The Machlokes is only going from the house to the garden outside. And the word says, Vihilchusso, that's not going to look like Rav Shmuel Lechumra. The locher is like Rav Shmuel Lechumra, that in all cases you mechuyev in a mezuzah. Pshita, when you come into the house, Avada, that Pesach is called a Pesach into the house, that you mechuyev in a mezuzah. And even going outside, that's good for the machlokes, and they're also paskin Lechumra. That even going from your house out to the garden, also you mechuyev in a mezuzah. So, Maisa, in all these cases, it's considered you mechuyev in a mezuzah. Since Maisa is considered like an extension from your house, that's the way you go from your house into the garden, therefore you mechuyev in a mezuzah. And like Rashi says, umatzrich mezuzah l'tavayu, on both entrances you need a mezuzah, tesvir l'krabyesi, also krabyesi, l'chumra, that you have to have a mezuzah. Now the Gemara says, itmo, not like this, lul pesuach min abayis l'aliyah. You have a little hole, let's say like an attic. On top of the attic there's a hole, there's an entrance, the kids have to go upstairs. They used to have, let's take a hole in the roof, and you on your roof, going up to the attic. So, and you had a door on the bottom of the stairway, and you had a door on top of the stairway. So that's called the lul pesuach min abayis aliyah. There was this entrance going from downstairs to upstairs. Some of Rav Huna says, im yesh lo pesach echod chay b'mezuzachas. There's only one doorway downstairs, put the mezuzah there. Im yesh lo deis pesachim, if there are two doors, means one downstairs, one upstairs. Chayim b'shtei mezuzas. Both doorways are mechuyev in a mezuzah. So Mor says, Omer Rapop, Papa says, Shema Mina Midrafuna. I hear from Rafuna, said, Hi in Drunya, if you have a room, the Isle Arba Bovi, it has four entrances, four different doors to the room, Chai Biaba Mezuzas, that all four doors are Mechuvin and Mezuzah. Just like here, also, there's like one stairway, and there are two doorways to the stairways. So we're saying now both doors need a mezuzah. The same thing would be with one room. If you have four entrances into the room, all four doors need a mezuzah, and that's talocha. So Mara says, pshit, of course, why not? So Mara says, latzricha, the chiddush is, af agav derogo b'chad. Even though mainly you only use one door as the main entrance. But still, since all the doors could be used, and are used sometimes, therefore all the doors are mechuyev in a mezuzah. So really, this is a little bit of a kasha in Rashi's pshat. The Rashi before learned, Rogel means if you have two doors to one room, and one you use very often and one not so often, only the door you use often is mechuyev in a mezuzah. And here we're saying, no, all four doors are mechuyev in a mezuzah. So Rashi answers himself, and Rashi says, when do we say before that you go boss of the Rogel? Only if you only have two doors. Then you go boss of the Rogel. Like the other one is bottle to the one that's Rogel. But if you have three doors, we don't say three is bottle to one door. So even though out of these four doors now, one you use mainly, and the other one is only, the other three is only used sometimes, we cannot say that three becomes bottle to one. Therefore the din is, all four is mechuyev in a mezuzah. Now the Gemara says, Amar Ameima says, Chai Pischa, Tiyakana Chai B'mezuzah, if you have an entrance, a doorway at the corner of the room, at the corner itself is where the door is, so you mechuyev in a mezuzah. So Amar Rav Ashlam Ameima, for less late simen, l'chur at the corner there are no doorposts. It's just the wall ends there. That's all, the two walls end there at the corner. And you come in through the corner there. But there are no doorposts there. Screw, there are no mezuzahs, so why are you saying mechuyev mezuzah? Or Malaysia says back to him, listen, Ode p'simi, here I'll show you where the doorposts are. The Farshman said the pshat is that the wall itself, where the wall ends, that's considered like a p'simin. That itself is considered like a pesach, like a mezuzah, you'd be mechuyev in a mezuzah there. And Rashi says, Ode means harei kleima, elu roshi aksolim, heinem p'simim. The ends of the door of the walls, they themselves are considered the p'simim. So in this case, where it's not an open fourth side altogether, if the fourth side is open altogether, then avada, the walls of the room, is not called a mezuzah. But here it's called the two walls come to an end, like just at the corner, it's an open space there. So ma'isa, the two ends of the walls are considered like two mezuzahs. Then you have to have a lentil, a mashkav going across on top, and then you'll be mechuyev in a mezuzah. Tav Gemara says, Rav Papa ikloy levei mashmuel. Rav Papa went into Mashmuel's house. Chos Yehu Pisker saw a certain doorway, to a heavenly elap potsimechad. There was only one doorpost there, and it was on the left side, mismoilo. It was on the left side, the right side of this entrance did not have a doorpost at all. It was like the wall extended. And in the middle of the wall, there's like an entrance. There's no doorpost there. The Yavud lay mezuzah, and still Mashmuel had a mezuzah there. So Amalei, so Rav Papa said to him, Kaman, who do you want to hold like Mashmuel? Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir Shita, but still it's Akasha. Hey, Madi Amar Rav Meir, when does Rav Meir say that with one doorpost, he's still mechuyev in a mezuzah? Miyamin, only if that doorpost is on the right side. But Mishmuel Malam Miyamar, if the doorpost is on the left side, I never said it. So here that your doorpost is on the left side, not on the right side, Avat Yepata for the mezuzah. And that's what we paskin. So Mor says, Mahi, where does the machlekes remain the chachamim? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Al mezuzahs beisecho. So the word beisecho means beoscho. The way you enter your house was min hayamin, on the right side of the doorway, that's where you have to put the mezuzah. So atoimim min hayamin, you tell me it means the right side. Maybe mezuzah goes on the left side. Talmud Lamed Pasuk says no beisecho. Says beisecho your house. So we'll soon see the Gemara's question. Like, so what? My Talmuda. How do I see from this pasuk beisecho that you have to put it on the right side? Maybe still beisecho just means coming into your house, even on the left side also. Maybe the left side is also kosher la mezuzah. How do I know only on the right side? So my Rabbi says the pshat is derech biyosecho. The way a person comes into the house is min hayamin. Usually a person moves his right leg first to come into the house. A person moves his right leg first, so Therefore, that's the leg that you come into the house with. It's considered you're coming in the right side first. Your right is coming in first. Could be that has to do with the fact that most people are righties. So therefore, your right leg comes in first. So even though by tefillin we go both each person himself, that's because the tefillin goes on your goof. But here the mezuzah is on the bayis. It's a closed shayla. Which side of the door? It's about road problem. People come in on the right side first. The right leg comes in first. Therefore, the pshat from Beis Secha means you're right. So you have to put the mezuzah on the right side. So I'll call upon him, the right side has to have the mezuzah, has to have the doorpost. If it's only on the left side, but the right side doesn't have a doorpost, you put them in a mezuzah. Rav Shmuel bar Acho, Kaimed Rav Papa Mishmei, the Rova bar Ulam Miyoch, he says the Dikas from this Pasik, that I see Derech Beis Secha always means the right. The Pasik says in Malachim, Vayikach Yo Yod HaKoyin Oroin Echot, Vayikach Chur Bedauta, he made a hole in its delis, Vayit Noisa Itzla Mizbeach, he put it near the Mizbeach, Miyamin, Vavoyish Beis Hashem, on the right side where people come in, Vanosnu Shoma Kahanim Shermi Yasaf Eskola Kesef, Hamuva Beis Hashem. And that's where the Shermi, the watchman, put all the silver of the Beis HaMikdash. So Koponim, you see clearly where they do it. On the right side it says, Miyamin, Vavoyish Hashem, Mashma, the way you come into the base, the way you come into house, is always the right side. Now the Gemara says, my Rav Meir, but still, where's Rav Meir Shita that holds even with one mezuzah, still your Mechui Rabbis on the right side? The Tanya will not like this. What's going to be if you have a bayis, you have a house, Shein Le Ela Patsi Mecha, there's only one doorpost to this room. So Rabbi Meir Mechai the mezuzah. Meir says, yes, that one doorpost is chayav with the mezuzah. The Chomim point, the Chomim say, no, mezuzahs mean you have to have two doorposts. If you only have one, you put them in a mezuzah. So my time with the Rabbanin, what's the reason of the Rabbanin? Mezuzah is ksiv. It says the word mezuzah is with a vav plural. Mashma, you have to have two doorposts to the entrance, to that Pesach. Such a Pesach is mechuyev with a mezuzah. If only one mezuzah, you potter. My time with the Rabbanin, what's the reason of the Rabbanin? The time is going like this. Mezuzah is true. The Pesach says mezuzah. Is shemeya ni miyat mezuzah shtayin. The chur I hear like the Rabbanin taka that mezuzah should mean two. They should have to have at least two doorposts on the entrance to be mechayev with a mezuzah. But kishuayim mezuzahs the parasha shniya, it says the word mezuzahs in another parasha. Shein tamulayim, I don't have to have it. It says mezuzah a second time. If so, have a ribu yachar ribu, it's like a double time that it says it. And the klal is v'yein ribu yachar ribu yelo lamayit. It's a miyat. The what? Miyatay akosu le mezuzah achas. These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. He will learn out it's enough to have just one mezuzah. In other words, as long as there's one doorpost there, you're still mechuyev in mezuzah, and we'll soon see it has to be on the right side, like we had before the drasha. Be'secha, derech bi'secha, v'ikum makom, when you put the mezuzah, is always on the right side of the entrance. These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says like this, ain't a tzarech, I do not need this limud, from the second time it says the word mezuzah is to say it to ribu acharibui, rather like this. Kishuayim, when the pasuk says in Shemais by the Korban Pesach that you should put the dam al hamashka fi yashtei hamezuzos, says the word shtei hamezuzos. So the chur shein tamud leim shtei, the pasuk does not have to say the word shtei. I know myself mezuzos means two, that you put on both doorposts. Is so ma tamud leim shtei, why does it have to say the word shtei mezuzos over here? Is there bon av, is it binyan av, that komokim shenem mezuzos, wherever it says the word mezuzos, enu el achas. It only means one. Clearly two, like it says over here by the Korban Pesach. So in other words, here it's a limud, and by mezuzah, where it says the word al mezuzah speisecha, it means even though you only have one doorpost, one side post, still you mechuyev in mezuzah, as long as it's on the right side. Turn around, what about this? The pasuk says uchsavtam, supposed to write the mezuzah. It says uchsavtam al mezuzah speisecha. Is Yochel, I would have thought to say, because Venu al Havonim, maybe to write a mezuzah on stone, maybe to write on stone is also called a ksiva, as long as you write the mezuzah. Nemakan ksiva, it says the word ksiva over here, or Venem al Halan ksiva, it says over there ksiva. Uchsavtum, so therefore, Ma al Halan al Sefer, Zavkan al Sefer, here also it has to be Davkan al Sefer. The rest of the cost of Lord Sefer means write a Sefer Torah. But just like the Ksiva Sefer Torah is on a cloth, who would do the mezuzah also has to be on a cloth. So that's how I know it cannot be on stone. So Moses says, maybe no, Let's turn this way. Says all the place also. It says v'chosavta al halavonim. Says in the Vorm Chav Zayin. If so, ma'al halan al halavonim was a special mitzvah there to write the Torah on stone. Is maybe also the mezuzahs also avkan al halavonim. So maybe you at least you're allowed to write the mezuzah on a stone. So niru l'midoyim. Let's see where it's better to learn out from. That about the svar should be better donim k'siva and heges l'doros a sefer Torah. Miksiva and heges l'doros from a mezuzah. So about this moment, start with another mezuzah from a sefer Torah that they're both noig l'doros for future generations, and therefore both of them need a sefer, need a cloth, need a piece of parchment. But v'yein donim k'siva and heges l'doros, I should not learn out hilchos mezuzah that's noig for the future generations. Miksiva shenin heges l'doros. From this passage that it says, "Uksav tal havonim," which was not noig l'doros, it was only a special tzibur at that time, not for the future generations. Ukemoy shenemar alon, just like it says over there, "Vayoyim melehem." Rashi says, "We'll learn now from this passage that it has to be written also b'diyoy." We think, like it says in Yirmiyahu, it says, "Ukemoy shenemar alon, vayoyim melehem baruch mipiv yikareyum elai to dvar meilam, vaniikaysav ala sefer b'diyoy." I'm going to write it on a sefer on parchment with yod with an ink. So learn after me, also Rashi says that avada the mezuzah has to be written also on parchment with ink. Oh, malei ravacha bered the rov ravashi rachmana omer al mezuzos v'yato mato nele k'siva k'siva. Chura Torah says uksavta malham al mezuzos. So Chura Torah says write it on the mezuzah, means on the doorpost itself. So Chura, whatever the doorpost is made from, that's what you're supposed to write the mezuzah on. So how could you tell me now you're learning that from a sefer Torah, it should be written b'davka on a cloth? So where it says, on makrova, the pasuk also says, uchsav tom, which we dash in ksiva tomo, that you have to have a complete ksiva. Rashi says, v'yein ksiva tomo aleitzav yavonim, el ala sefer. The only way to write a complete good ksiva with all the oisies the right way is only on a cloth, not on wood or not on a stone. You cannot have a ksiva tomo there. So therefore, since the pasuk says, uchsav tom, the pshat is first write it on a piece of parchment the right way. For hoda, then ala mezuzos. And then you'll bang the mezuzah onto the doorpost, onto the mezuzos. So more says, umyachad ksiv uchsavtam. Now that it says the word uchsavtam, meaning ksiv tama, that you cannot do that on stone, if so, hai gzera shavul omli, what do I need to leave a bechlal of ksiv ksiv from a sefer Torah? Pshit it has to be written on parchment in order to have a good ksiv. So more says like this. Elav gzeir shavu. Now, without the gzeir shavu ksiv ksivam, however, I mean, I thought to say like this: lichtavu avona, stam, write it on a stone the best you could, and velik for a sefer, and then put that and put it onto the doorpost. Is kamash mula now that it has to be written on a piece of parchment? So Rashi says the havamina would have been lichtavu avona means yichokuk besakin al avonim to have the ksivatama. Also, you should hollow it out like with a knife. Chop it out on the stone, which that also may be considered a ksiva tama. And after you put it on a stone, then put the stone on the doorpost. So that's why I still need the gzera shava, ksiva ksiva. It has to be daima to a sefer Torah that's written on a cloth. So you have to write a mezuzah on a cloth, and after you write it on a piece of parchment, then you put that on the mezuzah, it's on the doorpost of your entrance. Now it says in the Mishnah, Arba pashya shebet filo makvizu vizu, tafilo ksav echad miyakpon. That the four parshas in the tefillin, you have to have all four parshas, and even if you're missing just one ois of the tefillin, it's possible. So when it says pshita, of course, avada, it's not called ksiva if you're missing an ois. Amrav Yudah Amarav lenitzuch el lekutz shayud. The Mishnah means to say, even though you have a yud, but if it does not have a kutz, means the left side of the yud does not come downwards, it has to be bent over, come downwards. That's called kutz shayud. That it's possible. So Mora says, well, not pshita, it's also pshita. That since that's the tzura of the nice of a yud, that's the way the yud has to be. That yud has to come downwards on the left side of it. So pshita, if you don't have it that way, it's possible. So that's not the chiddush in the Mishnah either. So Mora says, true, lenitzuch el aliyidach Rav Yudah. The Mishnah's chiddush is the other lach of Rav Yudah. The Yom Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah says, Om Rav, name of Rav, that kolois shen gvil mukav lo miyaba ruchayseh apsula. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That every ois of tefillin has to be surrounded by a blank piece of parchment. In other words, if one ois is touching another ois, even though it's nikah, the two ois, the psula is, it's not mukav gvil, it's not surrounded by parchment. Every ois a din in the ice, that the ice itself has to be surrounded by parchment, that the ice cannot go to the top of the parchment, cannot go to the bottom, to the side. There has to be mukav gvil. So this halacha we would not know if not for the chiddush of our Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah means to say, afilu ksavechem, is even this halacha, which has to do with the ksav, that the ksav of every ice has to be mukav gvil. That's also likuva, that if one ice is touching another ice, it's possible because it's not called mukav gvil. Now the Gemara says, turn around, but look at the price like this. The pasuk says, le toitofos. That two of them is without a vav, one was with a vav. So it's like two singles and one plurum. Is the right kind of dalet, as if to say you have to have four. So Rashi says, mikan shekais of dalet parshiyos, the dalet vatim. That koponim on the tefillin shorosh, that we have four different vatim, four different departments. Each one has a separate parsha. Is Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, these are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, and it's Sarach, I don't need this type of a limud. But rather the word Toitofos itself, Tat, the first test, Bekasvishtaim, in Oysa Mokum, in this Mokum Akasvi, two is called Tat. Rashi's Beyoysa Mokum, Korolishtaim Tat. So from the word Tat alone, we know it means two. And then it says Toitofos, Pafos, Beyafrikashtaim. In Africa, the word fas also means two. That's how we learn that the tefillin has to have four batim, four departments to it. Now, turn around, but what about this in the braisa? Yochai would have thought to say, Yikosvam al dalad oros. You should write the tefillin on four separate parchments. Four dalad oros, v'yanichan the dalad batim, and you should put each one into four different departments, but dalad oros, that each one, the batim, has to be made like from a separate ore. Each bias is made from its own parchment. Talmudim, this we say, no, the pasuk says, Uluzikoran ben anecho, that even the tefillin shel rosh ben anecho should be zikoran echo de matlecho, should be one zikoran. One it should be on the tefillin shel rosh. The loy beis v'gimel zechorinus, and not two or three or four zechorinus. First and foremost, Ketzer has a kalorist, true in Parshias, and it's all different. The stim has to be made from ore. It's one long piece of skin that you fold over four times that comes in. That's called Tornech Or. But Vim Kosvam Vior Echod, let's say you write the Tfilin Sharosh even on one long piece of parchment. Venichem Adalad Vatim means there's a space in between each parsha, and you can fold it over and put each parsha into a separate bias. Yotza, then Vidyevid, you would be Yotza. Even though Lechatchilah, the Tfilin Sharosh, should have four separate parshias, four separate pieces of parchment, but the Yevit, even though the parchments are attached, as long as you can fold over and put each one into its own bias, you'd be Yotza. So in this it says, though, Vitzorah Shirevich Veneim, Parshim means there has to be space now in such a parshias, if they're written on one piece of parchment, there has to be space in between them. So Rashi learns, Veneim means, B'teich Adalat Batim She'or Ho'echot, that the Batim itself, there has to be space a little bit between one bias and the next bias. Divrei Rebbe, those are the words of Rebbe. V'chom Moimrim, no, ain't it tzarech, you don't have to have any space in between one bias and another bias. The Gemamish be like squashed together. The four batim could be like close one next to another. You do not have to have space in between one bias and the next bias. But v'shovim, they both agree, shenois nenchut, you have to put a string, oy meshicho, ben kol achas v'achas. Rashi says it means ben kol bayis abayis. That's the way the batim makes the tefillin, that inside the batim there's a piece of string, and somehow that string is supposed to tie, that's supposed to be extended to use the gidim to tie the tefillin up with it. Rakol ponim, when you make the batim, it's supposed to be that there's a string part of the gidim going across one bayis and another bayis. Now, poshtis mashmi, you have to have this. But the some shittas learn that this halach of the chut going through is only in this case of the Gemara, where the parshas were written on one cloth. So then, even though you can fold it over each one separately, still you have to have a piece of string going across it, a piece of gidim. But a normal case of tefillin shel rosh, that you have four separate pieces of parchment, then they hold you do not have to have this chut shel meshicha going across from one bias to another bias. But I call upon the chidur, there's a hidur in any pair of tefillin to have this chut, this meshicha, the string, this piece of gidim going across one parasha to the next, one bayit to the next bayit, like separating the batim. Now it says another halacha of the Gemara: V'yemein charitza nika psulos. Charitza means on the outside of the tefillin shorosh, there's like scratches down to show exactly where the bottom are. So the scratches have to come all the way down to the bottom of the bayis. It has to be nika, like clearly from the outside, that you can see clearly it looks like four separate bottom. Otherwise it's psula. It's just on smooth on the outside. Even though it's like one R on the outside, still it will be psula. It has to be nicker from the outside that it's four batim inside. Tana Rabban, what about this Nebraisa? Ketzad Kaisen, how do you write tefillin? Tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel yad, is kais valor echod. You write all four parshiyos on one big piece of parchment, and you put it into the bayis as one bayis by the shel yad. V'yim kosvo biyaba oivis, let's say you made it though in four pieces of parchment, v'nichu b'bayis echod, and you put all four of them into one bayis, is also yotza. But for sarach ladavik, you have to like glue, attach them together, the four pieces of parchment. Shinema, the pasuk says, v'hoi l'chol yais al yodachot, should be on your hand for nice. That means, k'shem, sh'oisachas m'vachutz, just like on the outside, there's only one bayis, is kach oisachas m'vafnim, the same way the parshis inside, have to be attached, even though it could be written on four separate parchments, they have to be dovek attached together. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are words of Rabbi Yehuda. We have Yesiyam and Ainat Sarach, you do not have to attach the parchments together inside. As long as the outside bias is one bias, it's kosher. The Chachilah Nachnami, we write the Shoyad on one big piece of parchment. But the Ever is written on four separate pieces. Even though the pieces are not attached together, still it's kosher. As long as it's in one bias. The Omer Rabbi Yosef Yesi says, Umaydali Rabbi Yehuda, who agrees to me? Umaydali Rabbi Yehuda, for Rebbe, Shemein lo tefillin shoyad, a person does not have tefillin shoyad. V'yesh lo shtei tefillin shorosh, but he has two tefillin shorosh. So what should he do? The shorosh, the way it is possible for shoyad, because it's four different batim. It's not lois achas. It's not one lois hayotcha. So what do you have to do? Shetoil or al achas min. Put a piece of parchment like, a piece of bias like around the whole bias. As if to say now, it's all one big bias inside. Or Menichin, you can put that on the show yad. That's kosher. So at Gemara Moedah, what do you mean to say? Is Moedah of Yehuda? The Hurahayna Pluktai, that he holds no, that the show yad cannot be on four separate pieces of parchment. It has to be on one piece, and even if they're four, you have to glue them together. But if you're not dovig, he holds this puzzle. So what do you mean to say here? Will be Moedah in the case you take a tefillin shorosh and just put an or a piece of skin around it. So true, you make it like one big bias, but still the parshis inside are separated. So my Rav says like this, Midvorev sh'Rab Yosi choza boy Rab Yehuda. He meant to say that if Yehuda was chayzer and echaname and his moida to Rab Yosi at the tefillin shel yad, the parshis do not have to be attached. For the Ma'ani, it's not that way. For sholach Rab Chanina mishmed Rab Yechanon tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel yad oysa noysa shorosh. You could change over tefillin shel yad and make it the tefillin shorosh. But the opposite way, no, but Sharosh, if you have a pair of tefillin Sharosh, ain't nice, nice and Shayad, you can't make it down to tefillin Shayad. But for Yishen Meridim, Udusha Chamul, Udusha Kala, the tefillin Sharosh has more Kedusha. It's four separate Pashias, it has the Shin on the tefillin Sharosh on the outside of the bias, it has the Dalar on the Sharosh, so therefore it has more Kedusha, so you cannot change the tefillin Sharosh to be used for tefillin Shayad. And there we just said he could put an orb around it and use the Sharosh for Shayad. It says here, Ein Maridin. So Moshe says, Lakash is no stiro. Hobi atik to abecharato. One is a new pair of tefillin they never used yet. So it doesn't have the kedusha of a shel rosh yet. Therefore, you could change it not to use it for a shel yad. But the atik, an old pair that was already used, that has kedusha, you cannot be murdered to use it for a shel yad. For the Moshe still, Laman diyom as money milsi. If you know that you set aside something for a purpose that has its kedusha right now, even before you use it, so who are the tefillin shel rosh? You made it to be used for shel rosh. So it should have the Kedusha Shorosh, you can't bring it down to be used for Shoyad. So how could you say before, just put a piece of parchment around it? So Mora says, the case is, Tiyasna Laya Mikara. El Lechatchilu, when you made the Shorosh, you made it Tanai, that before you're using it for Shorosh, if you want to change it and use it for the Shoyad, you're allowed to. So Tanai helps, even though Hazmon and Milsin, if you make it Tanai, it'd be Kasha. Tell Rabban, says the Pshat, that you could take a Tefillin Shorosh and put one piece of parchment around it. Now it's like one big bias, and that's called Zikar Nechor, according to Rabbi Yosi, that's Kashav Tefillin Shoyad. And he holds that Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer and also holds like him. Turn around, look at the Bryce at this. Kesat Sidron. What's the Seder, how you write the four parshis on the Tefillin?
or in Sharosh, how you put them in the separate parshias, or Shalyad, they're all written together, but it has to say how you write this to four parshias. So the price says Kaddishli is the first parsha, then Voyiki Aviyach on the second, Yamin on the right side, then Shema Voyim Shema Yimisol on the left side, and Rashi Sheet Rizim means straight Kaddish Voyiki Aviyach, then Shema, then Voyim Shemaya. Voyim Shemaya is on the left side, the outer side. For the more Batan, you learn Ibcha the opposite way around, that Kaddishli is on the left side and Shema is on the right side. Or Rabbi Lakasha, Kam Yamino Shakaro, Kam Yamino Shomaniach, Lakara Karekasidrim. Depends who you're talking about. We're talking about the person that's wearing the tefillin himself. As far as he's concerned, on top of him, the right side is Kaddish. We're looking upon somebody else looking at you wearing the tefillin. When the other person looks at you, he looks at the opposite side. So by him, his right then is to yours left, which according to him, it's Voyim Shemaya, Shema, Voyekiviyecha, and Kaddish. This is the way Rashi learns. This is called Rashi's tefillin. That you have the Seder of Kaddish, Voyi Kiviyacho, Shema, Voyim Shemaya. Toysu bin Zadra, Ben Otam, Shita is not like this. Toysu, the Gemara says that Kaddish, Voyi Kiviyacho, Yemin, is on the right side, is Kaddish, Voyi Kiviyacho. Then it says, Shema, Voyim Shemaya, Mismoil, means on the left side, you start first with Shema, and then Voyim Shemaya. So according to Rabbein Otam, the two opposites is, on the right side is Kaddish, on the left side, its filling should be Shema.